It isn't always obvious that a restaurant is operated by a Burmese owner, especially since many of the restaurants provide a variety of food. Nawarit on Anthony is a blend of Thai, Indian, and Burmese food. Manin on Calhoun calls itself an Asian restaurant and serves Thai and Burmese dishes.
One is a Gaunza, the one that, and then the one is
Joe So, a Burmese refugee who translates for parents and teachers at Fort Wayne Community Schools, names some of the Burmese restaurants in Fort Wayne.
Taste of Thailand, and also the Bangkok.
We have but many of the ones he listed have closed down. Manin Root has owned Manin Asian Restaurant for almost 7 years. She describes the difficulty of owning a business in a country where she doesn't speak the language. One of her employees, Pinpa Brookshire, translates.
Her weakness is because she don't speak English and she don't understand the rule.
Root says it's hard to navigate business regulation in the U.S., and she's made some mistakes along the way. She lost nearly $2,000 paying money to people who told her they were the electric company and that her bill was past due. It wasn't, but by the time she realized it was a scam, she had already paid. She's had many setbacks, but continues because she loves her job. Root was born in Burma, but spent 14 years in Thailand, which is why Manin's menu is a mix of the two cultures. Her friends loved her cooking so much, they crowdsourced the funding for her to start the restaurant.
She loved to cook, and when she cooks, she don't thinking about the profit, how much the money she's going to make. She think about it's going to taste good for customer to satisfy.
Root says her love of cooking is the secret to her success. She says it's been a lot of hard work. She and her husband will stay late into the night making food for the next day.
This is dehydrated, chopped up fish with a combination of peppers. Super hot.
That's Elena Hughes, an American employee at Manin. She says the food is very authentic, which scared her at first. But once she started trying dishes, she couldn't get enough.
I've never had anything I don't like. Like I said, coconut noodle soup is my new favorite thing, and I hate coconut.
Root prides herself on not Americanizing the menu. She says everything is authentic, made from the same ingredients she used in Burma and Thailand. She worried that she wouldn't be able to find the same ingredients in the U.S., so when she left her home, she packed a suitcase filled with food.
She bring the noodle, the mama noodle packet, instant packet, bunch of them. But when she get here, she realize, oh my God, only her mom and dad that she cannot bring. Because they have everything here.
Root says many of the ingredients here are even better than the food she cooked with in Burma and Thailand, because only the best is imported to the U.S. And part of the reason there are so many options is because of the large Burmese population in the city. Root loves living in Fort Wayne, but it hasn't been easy. Her advice to anyone wanting to open a restaurant, Burmese or not,
you gotta cook with love,
and to be dedicated despite the challenges. For WBOY News, I'm Lisa Ryan.